After more than 20 years, Pearl Ridge Shopping Center officially renamed its downtown complex Vi Makai. As with any rebranding effort, the new name may take a while to stick, says Diana Suni-Imi, marketing director for Pearl Ridge.
A lot of people might be a little bit confused by the name, but what they don't realize is underneath Pearl Ridge Center, especially this downtown building, is actually a natural spring. And it's only right that we pay tribute to the Vi.
She says it's Vi Makai because the complex is closer to the sea or Makai of the rest of the center. The company worked with landowner Kamehameha Schools, community leaders from the area, and Native Hawaiian consulting company Detail before deciding on Vi Makai.
I would probably call it a revitalization, something that sets Pearl Ridge apart from any other shopping center.
And setting your business apart from others is the whole idea behind a successful brand. Lehua Kauhane runs community engagement for Detail.
Culture, I think, was often sort of relegated as like, that's the cultural side, that's the Hawaiian side, and then this is like the business and the numbers. But I think over the years, we've really started to see businesses really appreciate culture and olalo as a value add.
Last year, Hawaiian Airlines conducted its first Olalo Hawaii flight to Las Vegas from Honolulu. Then you have companies like Bank of Hawaii that include Olalo Hawaii as a language option on its ATMs.
When we think about the market we serve, Hawaii is our market, and we wanted to honor the traditions and culture of Hawaii, which of course includes the language.
Eric Chen is Senior Vice President of Digital Banking at Banco. He says Olalo Hawaii is selected thousands of times per month across the bank's network of 400 ATMs. At the Aulani Disney Resort and Spa, Hawaiian language skills are preferred for all jobs from the front desk to the hotel's Olalo Room, a bar that showcases and teaches Olalo Hawaii. Kahulu DeSantos is Aulani's cultural advisor. She says this grew out of the company's desire to expose visitors to the language of the land because the story of Hawaii is essentially the story of Aulani. But anytime culture and language intertwine with business and profits, concern over appropriation may creep up, says UH Ethnic Studies professor Tai Kavika Tengan. He says working with the community is key.
Consulting, being a part of, if there's economic opportunities, employing them, making sure that some of those profits, if it is, you know, a commodity in the marketplace, some of those profits go back into those communities and help to support the development of those people.
For HPR News, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.